Technomum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.
Granddad's been staying with us, and this is great in many respects, but most of all, he loves all the old comedy programmes. You can't peel the TV remote out of his hand normally.
Starting shortly on Plus One, more tea, Vicar, with an unexpected delivery of haddock at the church.
Ha! Hey, Tim, you've got to join me for this one. It's a classic. Hold up, where's the... I need the...
The toilet? Down the hall where it's always been, Grandad.
No! The hoofer doofer. The clicky thing. The zapper.
Ah, the remote. Here it is. You do realise, Grandad, that in the time it took us to look around for it, you could have just stood up and changed the channel on the telly.
What would you know about that, Cheeky? It wasn't so long ago when you'd have to change the channels that way. When I was laid up with my bad back in 81, I had to use a snooker cue to press the buttons. I tell you something else, only 4 channels, and there were better programmes then than you get on these satellite things you've got these days. Well, apart from the old shows.
Not more tea, Vicar, again, Dad.
How does the remote work, Grandad?
Oh, I haven't got a clue. Ask your mother. She's the expert, isn't she? Now, if you're going to natter, do us a favour and read in your bedroom.
Come on, Tim. Remotes are pretty easy to understand. When you press buttons on the remote, it sends infrared pulses to the receiver in the telly. Infrared is a type of light wave, and the transmitter, the bit that sends it, is often a tiny bulb called a light-emitting diode, or LED, which is built into the pointing end of the remote control.
Ah, right! That's a little light blinking on the end.
Well, yes and no. The light you see is just to tell you it's working. You won't see the infrared because our eyes only see part of the spectrum of light waves, and infrared is too far up the spectrum.
Sounds pretty clever for a bit of light. Not sure how light can make things change, though.
It's because it travels in a pulse, you see. Like, I don't know, Morse code or banging on a drum. The infrared light pulse sends binary code that's a certain command, like change channel or power off. The receiver on the telly passes the code to a microprocessor. That's a tiny computer, which decodes it and carries out the command. Binary is like a really simple way of sending messages.
All right, I've got that, I think. But I've seen Dad using his mobile phone as a remote. You know when we watch movies on the home theatre box? Does that use infrared too?
No, but Dad's smartphone has got several things in common with the telly remote. There aren't any wires connecting his phone to the box, so they're both wireless. Dad's phone uses Wi-Fi to talk to the box. That's a type of radio wave. Wi-Fi is pretty cool. It's what helps our computers talk to each other and use the internet, even when the computers aren't attached with wires. Even microwaves and radios use radio waves, but we don't use those to communicate with.
So is a radio wave in Dad's phone different to a light wave in a remote?
It's on the same spectrum, but much higher up. Same principle, though.
It was a bit weird to think that there must be all sorts of waves pinging about in our house all the time. Most of them we can't even see.
Right, let's see if Grandad fancies a cuppa.
You have to admit, Mum, Morty Vicar is pretty funny.
When you've seen it as many times as I have, you can tell me if you still feel the same.
Techno Mum, with the Institution of Engineering and Technology, advancing and sharing technology.